Support for WYPR comes from University of Maryland Medical System, committed to advancing the health of Maryland through academic medicine. With locations across the state, care is delivered close to home. Learn more at ummms.org.
Good afternoon and welcome. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us today. It's the Midday Health Watch with former Baltimore City Health Commissioner and Washington Post columnist Dr. Lena Wen. But before we speak with Dr. Wen, a word about the city of Baltimore's response to the snow event that happened last week. Temperatures are expected to rise just a bit this week, which will begin the slow process of melting some of the snow we have accumulated. Joining me now is Faith Leach. She is the city administrator of Baltimore City. Administrator Leach, welcome back to the show. Good to talk to you.
Yes, thanks for having me, Tom.
So give us an update on the emergency declaration. The mayor issued that last week. Has that been lifted yet, or is that still in place?
No, the emergency declaration is still in place as we continue to recover from the snow and ice that really blankets the city of Baltimore. We've been in this bit of an Arctic freeze, which of course is refreezing any of the snow that came down this time on Saturday of last week. And so we're continuing to work until we are able to ensure that conditions across the city are safe. So we are still in that state of emergency, and we are still in our code blue extreme cold declaration as well.
So the city or the declaration of an emergency means what in terms of parking, in terms of roads, etc.?
Yeah, so what happens during a snow emergency is that's when we start to implement our snow routes across the city. And so vehicles are required to move if you are in a snow route. And so what happens is we actually implement, we have a phased approach or a phased plan that the Department of Transportation leads. And in the initial phase of a snow emergency, vehicles are required to move off of that snow emergency route. We are now in another phase of that response. So vehicles are able to return back to those locations because we're, you know, again, moving past that initial phase of the recovery efforts. So that's a big part of our response, is ensuring that vehicles are moved so plows can make it safely throughout the city. This event was unlike other events that we have seen in a long time. This wasn't just about the amount of snow that we received in the city of Baltimore. It was about those freezing temperatures and conditions, which were very dangerous for individuals experiencing homelessness and just anybody to be out in the days following the snow, which did ultimately result in that snow being frozen again, which has taken a bit longer for us to be able to clear. But we're continuing to work around the clock. And we even got a snow melter to help us melt some of the snow because we see these mounds of snow that is throughout the city and throughout the community. But I want our residents to know that we're working very hard to clear those mounds of snow and to clear some of the ice that folks are experiencing across the city.
Yeah, and you have opened up, additional shelters for folks who are unhoused. And you just, you know, your heart just reaches out to folks who are experiencing homelessness and weather like this. It's just horrible. But for anybody who's tried to shovel the stuff, they are well aware of the fact that it's freezing.
Yes.
Because you got to chop at it first before you can shovel it. Now, I was grocery shopping about 7:30 Saturday morning, and I saw crews out on Falls Road, little bobcats, you know, picking up the big piles of snow, the big drifts, trying to make some progress in that and dumping it into trucks. When it goes into the trucks, where does it end up? Do you put it into a melter? Do you dump it on a field? What are you doing with it? And what are the plans to tackle these snowdrifts, which, as you mentioned, are all over the city?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So that's a really good question, Tom. So what happens is that initially plows are plowing through the city and they're moving the snow to the curb as much as possible. And now that the snow has frozen, we're having to use different equipment. We're having to use bobcats, which are smaller, more nimble pieces of equipment that are picking up those frozen piles and those frozen mounds of snow. They're placing that into dump trucks. And then those dump trucks are then transporting that snow to vacant school lots. So these are schools that no longer are active. For example, we're taking it to parks, and we're also taking it, for example, down to Lot O by the Ravens Stadium. And then in certain cases, so down at Lot O, that's where we have a snow melter. And so we're all of the mounds of snow that are transported to Lot O are actually being melted and turned into water that are over in Lot O. But we're taking those mounds and we're dumping them at vacant locations across the city. And then we will go through the process of melting the snow and or just removing it from main thoroughfares in the roadway.
So there will be more plowing because there are a number of roads that, you know, are normally two or three lanes. They're down to one. You know, you try to make, you know, get in the right turn only lane or the left turn only lane. And those lanes are partially, if not fully, blocked by snow. Are crews, you know, still trying to attack those kinds of places, those kinds of intersections?
Yes, we definitely are. We're doing that on main thoroughfares so that we can make sure that we're opening up the traffic flow as much as possible. The challenge is, of course, is now we're dealing with icy mounds. And so with those icy mounds, it is tedious work that our crews are having to do in order to remove, you know, the ice that is accumulated on those roadways and those lanes. So it's taking a bit longer, but we're working as quickly as possible to open up as many lanes on those main thoroughfares as possible.
If you've just joined us today on Midday, I'm Tom Hall. My guest is Faith Leach. She is the city administrator of the city of Baltimore, and she and various departments of the city have been working very hard to try to get the snow off of the roads whenever possible. How about alleys? Because the alleyways obviously affect trash pickup and any number of other things. There are folks who do have garages, folks who do park near or you know, adjacent to the alleys. What are the plans to try to clear those, and where do things stand when it comes to trash and recycling?
Yes, another really good question, Tom. So one, I just want to say thank you to all of the residents that have pitched in. They've helped their neighbors. They've shoveled walkways. They've shoveled alleys. And our residents have really done such an incredible job of being there for one another. And I just really want to applaud them and thank them for all of their efforts. When it comes to alleys, typically the city does not clear alleys. But we have implemented an alley operation because we want to make sure that we can collect trash and recycling. And we know that we're about to enter another cold front. So we did see temperatures increase and rise over the past couple of days. Over the next couple of days, we're going to see temperatures drop again, and we possibly could see more snow. And so we just know how important it is to get to our residents to ensure that we can collect trash and recycling. And so the way our alley operation works is we divided the city into quadrants, and we're going by and we're clearing those alleys, and we're doing it in priority order based off of the day of trash pickup. And we are only doing it, or we're doing it for those routes that require rear or alley trash collection or trash pickup. And so our crews have been out, they've been working from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., clearing those alleys to make way for our solid waste crews to be able to get in there and safely collect trash and recycling. The other thing I wanna note, Tom, is we want to ensure our workers are safe as well, right? And so we don't want our solid waste workers slipping on ice as they're going about the day trying to collect trash and recycling. So we know that it is critically important for us to clear those alleys. And the way we also don't want, you know, solid waste workers slipping on ice, we also want to make sure our residents are safe as well. And so that alley operation is up and running, and we are going to get to you. But again, it is based off of the day of your trash and recycling collection. And it is also for those alleys that have, or excuse me, for those residences that have rear alley collection.
So last week, folks were advised to bring their trash to the end of the alley so that the trash pickup folks could come and collect it at the end of the alleys, not having to go down the alleys themselves. Is that still in play, or should people put the trash out? And also last week it was said either put it at the end of the alley or in the front of your house if your trash is usually picked up in an alley. Is that no longer in play? Should folks put their trash out in the normal place that it gets collected?
So we're asking folks to continue to put your trash out to the side or in the front at least for one more week to allow our crews to be able to get through these alleys and clear them as much as possible. We'll provide an update by the end of the week about the status for next week, but we're still asking for folks to bring that trash to the side and or bring it to the front. And then hopefully we can get back to normal operations next week.
All right. Faith Leach is the city administrator for the city of Baltimore. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. It's good to let folks know what's going on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Quick break. And up next, Dr. Lena Nguyen joins me for the Midday Health Watch. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.